y'all saints. I'm glad y'all are here today. This is another one of those Sundays that the Lord is going to have his way, but it's not having surprised either one of you, because I told you the first Sunday this month, when you come in this door, forget everything that you have gone through. I don't care what it was. We just come here. All I want on your mind today is to come through those doors with blessing the Lord on your heart, on your mind. And truly, every Sunday since, God has been blessing this congregation. Amen. This is something that another one of those. I only have two scriptures for you, and I'm going to explain those in a minute. But you're all going to, I was just listening to the choir this morning. I was listening to all the songs. I think one of them was, "I will bless the Lord, oh my soul." Mm-hmm. Next one was, "I will bless the Lord." The other one was blessing the Lord, a blessing in the storm. All songs that they sung this morning had to do with blessing. Amen. The title of my message this morning is "We Have Been Blessed to Be a Blessing." Amen. But maybe you've heard it's going around, I guess, with some of the news channels. I believe I last heard it on Channel 6, where the world calls it paying it forward. That means they were giving away $50 cash cards to people at random, and they would ask to pay it forward. But the people that, it's a good thing, don't get me wrong, that's a good thing. So many people were blessed. But the people that they gave cards to, and if they showed them, you have a tendency just to look, and you can understand they needed that blessing. But you can also know that they weren't going to pay it forward. God don't want us to get hung up and lose out on a blessing by receiving a blessing and not moving it forward. But so many do. In the spiritual, so many Christians do. Something is going to happen here this morning. I don't know how, when it's going to happen. But while we in the mode of blessings, let me have these two scriptures. I'm reading from the Holy Bible, easy to read version. I think Sheila turned me on to that version, because I want everyone to really listen and understand what I'm saying. Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. It says, "I will build a great nation from you. I will bless you and make your name famous. People will use your name to bless other people." Verse 3, "I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. I will use you to bless all the people on earth." In Genesis 12, 1 to 3, we see God promising to bless Abraham and to make his name great and make him into a great nation. But God didn't stop there. Instead, he continued by saying, "And you will be a blessing to others. And you are the seed of Abraham." Amen. We are. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, still reading from the same version, the ERV, easy read version, it says, "You belong to Christ, so you are Abraham's descendant. You get all of God's blessings because of the promise that God made to Abraham." Amen. Now, being a seed gives us two things. First, you get to have a privilege of being blessed and for being a recipient of the promises spoken to Abraham. Second thing is accountability and responsibility for you to be like Abraham, in other words, we have to be a blessing to others. We can believe that we will be blessed, and I'm sure that it will be done as God has promised. But the question is, we should ask ourselves is, are we willing to channel the blessings to our friends, family, and others after we have been blessed? Amen. Now, let me explain what a blessing is. A blessing in the Bible, a blessing is depicted as a mark of God's relationship with a person or a nation. When a person or group is blessed, it is a sign of God's grace upon them and perhaps even presence among them. To be blessed means that a person or people take part in God's plan for the world and humanity. In other words, when God blesses us, when we receive a blessing, if you received it, you're in God's grace, God looks down on you, God is blessing you. And because God has found favor in you. And when you bless others, what are you doing? You're opening up the gates for more blessing from God because you're not going to keep that blessing to yourself. What you're doing, you're taking that blessing that God blessed you with and doing what the word says. It says you're a Christian, we are all ministers. And when we bless others, we are continuing to give, to spread the word of God. Because you asked me, you said, well, we think about finances. That's what they're using when it's going to pay it forward. If God blesses you with finances, let's use this as an example, and we are in need of finances, if the best thing that you can do with those finances is when God has blessed you, is to bless someone that's in need of finances. I say that because that's the most common thing, that when God blesses people with finances, it stops there. And wondering why their pocketbook is in a shambles. When you said God blesses you, it could be just a smile. God has blessed some people with just a smile that it seems to fit their face, and people notice. So when you go to a store or go anywhere, and you just happen to say, God bless you, and you smile, you may even say good morning, and there's a smile that follows, somebody's going to notice and let you know they notice. Amen. I had several women that do that to me. But the UPS truck backed up a couple of weeks ago. I asked at the door, and the lady got at the truck and says, just brought the package. She said, oh, she just keep smiling. I just love your smile. I mean, just come back for the smile. I looked around, Linda was in the kitchen. I said, yes, lady. I said, you have a good day. But sometimes it's the simplest things that God blesses us with, but we keep them to ourselves. If I were to ask in here, because there's, who in here needs to be blessed in something? I'm sorry, it came off?
Yeah, the women knocked it off.
Linda did from there. I saw that hand go. Who in here needs a blessing, needs to be blessed in what area? This is how God is going to bless this congregation. This day, something that you have to work, sometime you better hold off. Lord, I want you to bless me. I'm waiting for the first of the year. First of the year is not going to make it. You may not make it the first of the year. And God bless, and I want your blessings to continue. Suppose that you don't bless, you say, well, I'm going to wait. Well, God says, I know he needs something right now. But I'm going to wait till the first of the year. God doesn't work that way. Who raised a hand? My goodness. Junior, right? What is it that you want God to bless you with?
Becoming better. Getting better
Who else financial? You sure? All right, this is what I want you to do. Everyone that's for a financial blessing, is what you want, you need, I want you to come up. My goodness. We're just going to have one blessing here today. It's a financial blessing. Okay. Now I'm going to ask those who not up, who has God blessed financially? My goodness. Uh-huh. And that financial blessing changed your life. It increased your faith. And you took that blessing and you bless others when the Lord says bless. You bless others. Anybody like that? You like that? Okay, I want you people that have been blessed to stand up. And you can come forth. Because they're going to need all of y'all to take care of this multitude. This is what I want you to do. See, when somebody is ready to receive a blessing, and you have received a blessing yourself, and you said, I know it was God. Well, nobody else but God that allowed me to have this blessing. But see, what's going to happen, you don't have to be complicated. You don't have to, all you have to say is, God, I bless them. I bless their finances. It's not a whole long, drawn up anything. So I want you all to bless these people financially, that they need finances. Just pray for whatever you had to say, a couple of words. Don't take a whole lot. And just lay your hands on them and says, for example, Sister, Lord has blessed me, and I pray that your finances be blessed. And God is going to do it. And that's it. Okay, yes, go through and take care of that first. Okay. Just grab anyone, just make sure everybody's been touched. Okay, if you may be seated if you have been touched and blessed.
God has blessed me, so I ask God to bless you in Jesus' name.
See, I'm going to tell you something. It was hands were laid on you because they had faith in God and increased their faith when they were blessed in a financial crisis. You have to receive it in faith, and God is going to deliver it. You can look for it. Don't put God in a box and say, somebody's going to give me this and somebody. Look, God has the freedom now to bless you. Bless you. So you, each one that needed that financial blessings, it was given, lay hands were laid on you with people who believed God had increased their faith because of that, and they released that blessing onto you. So you just look for that blessing. And it's not going to be long, I can tell you that. Because of the way this has started, and the reason I said to ask Lord for outpouring of his love, because none of this is going to work. You can't look at a person and say, I don't know him, so I don't love him. I like him, but I don't love him. God can't move without love. So by that, y'all were free. You had the agape love. I don't care who it was you lay hands on, you love them. Right? Okay, who else had a raised a hand for something else? Oh, yes. Yes, sister. What was that? What part of your leg or whole body? Who in here has God has touched? You were healed. And because of that touch, it increased your faith. And it gave you a different outlook with people with the same or similar problems. Right? Who is, let me see, somebody can move about real easy. You just sit down. Okay. Let's go lay hands on Bernice.
Whoever else stands
for a healing. For you right now. Use your legs.
Well, the whole body, really.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, in the precious name.